In the spring of 1965, famed combat photojournalist Larry Burrows arrived at the Marine Helicopter Headquarters in Da Nang. He was assigned to shoot a cover story for Life magazine. As a subject for the pictorial, Burrows chose a young helicopter gunner serving in HMM 163, Corporal James Farley.
What was it about me? Well, Larry said it was the all-American boy thing. He said I looked young, I looked naive, and that's what he was looking for.
Larry Burrows accompanied Farley on a mission to transport South Vietnamese troops into a combat zone. In all, 17 helicopters would be involved, and three round trips would be required to deliver the troops.
As soon as we hit the zone, it was just like all hell broke loose. There was fire from everywhere. After a bunch of hollering and screaming and panic on some part, we got the troops out and headed back out of the zone, and there was discussion about the zone being far too hot and we shouldn't go back. And the colonel merely said, we can't leave those men there to die. They need the other men, they need the full force, and we're gonna take it in. And that's what we did. We made three trips into that zone, and the second and third, that really pucker you up a bit, because you knew exactly what you were heading into.
As Larry Burrows continued to take photographs, Farley's crew landed in the zone for the final time when they observed another Marine helicopter disabled on the ground. Two Marines, Lieutenant Magle and Sergeant Owens, made a break for Farley's helicopter.
Lieutenant Magle got hit in the leg just before he got in my plane, and he started going down. And the pilot said, we better get him. And I said, yes, sir, and out the plane I went. When I reached Lieutenant Magle, he was struggling to move, and I reached under his arms to lift him up, and we were face to face holding, I was holding him up. And as I turned for the helicopter, for my helicopter, I saw some North Vietnamese at the rear of our aircraft, which put Lieutenant Magle between me and the North Vietnamese.
The NVA opened fire, and Magle was hit. He took the bullet that surely would have left James Farley dead.
Larry Burrows helped me push him up into the helicopter, and I thought Lieutenant Magle was just a minor injury, but then I looked down and I could see blood coming out of his mouth, and at that point I knew it was a chest wound, and I knew I was in trouble. I tried to locate the wound, but in the process, he quit breathing. I'm quite sure that he saved my life and lost his own in the process.
On April 16, 1965, Larry Burrows' photo essay for Life magazine hit the newsstands.
Everyone stateside, as soon as they saw it, was on the phone, and they were up in arms. Supposed to be doing this. Larry's photography said, hey people, there's things happening here that you've never heard about, that the government isn't going to tell you about, things that they don't want you to know about. And here it is in graphic detail.
A Marine helicopter crew had finally brought home the disturbing reality of Vietnam. And it was about to get much worse. 160,000 American combat troops were on their way.